This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim?
It is. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Right here on American Family Radio. American.
America.
Isn't that the way you say it, Ed? Yeah.
American.
American.
That's right.
American Family Radio, right
this
here.
This isn't Taiwanese Family Radio. This here is American Family
American
Radio.
American Family Radio.
Take that, Mexico.
Or something like that. Hey, we're off to a great start here. Yeah. You got to admit, here on American Family Radio. Good to have you with us. It's Trivia Friday, which we typically do on Fridays. Thus, the name of the show, Trivia
can't
Friday.
Put one past us.
On American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Jim Stanley filling in for the J.J. Jasper.
Filling in for the J.J. Jasper.
The one and only.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Now, J.J. is actually, he's on his way home from Clarksville, Arkansas. He spoke last night at a pregnancy health clinic fundraiser.
He'll speak anywhere.
He will speak anywhere. This is his second year in a row in Clarksville. And last year, they actually came in at $10,000 above their goal. God did it, but, you know, I guess J.J.
Yeah, but J.J. locks the doors. Yeah.
Right. There's an offering plate.
Nobody's leaving until we get the money.
That's right.
He has a very unique way of fundraising.
It's a community of like 3,000, and they had 400 at the banquet last night.
In all seriousness, it was a great event.
Yeah, JJ in Clarksville, Arkansas.
J.J. does a lot of speaking for crisis pregnancy center events.
Right.
J.J. is a stand-up comic, as well as he can do inspirational talks. So, So if you want J.J. Jasper to come to your hometown,
JJJasper.com.
Just go to JJJasper.com.
Yeah, they're on the way home, he and his family, and he may be listening.
Okay.
So.
And be in prayer for he and Melanie, because on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and Wednesday, I'm sorry, Monday, right. Tuesday, Wednesday, they're actually going to be in Colorado Springs, Colorado, to
tape shows
with Dr. James Dobson.
Right.
Oh, great.
So be in prayer for them, and that message will be done well.
Amen. All right, Trivia Friday is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And Ed, why do we exist?
Well, Tim, we exist because as an educational institution, our goal is to make people more smarter.
Yes.
More smarter.
And that makes them more betterer.
More betterer,
yeah.
So that they can accomplish their goals in life.
Yes.
At
an accelerated pace.
Pacerer.
We guarantee it.
Yes.
You listen to this show, we guarantee an increase, one day, an increase of 2% in your overall IQ.
That's quite
or your money back.
Wait. What was that? What was the percentage?
2% increase.
2%.
One show, though. That's pretty good.
And by the way, this show is being underwritten by the Clinton Foundation.
Wow.
So we're going to be rich here in just a little bit. All right, Trivia Friday it is, American Family Radio. Here's how we play this game. This game of life to make you more better, as Professor Ed says. We're going to each ask three questions, those three of us, 3 times 3 is 9, and then we're going to pitch it out there to you in Radio Land, and you can call in and ask and or answer a question.
We'll pitch it. Can you catch it?
Can you catch it? We're going to pitch it. Can you catch it? You call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Now, should you answer the trivia question, the mystery trivia question, you will hear this sound. Yes, that's the beloved cowbell. The beloved cowbell will ring, and you will be able to, if you answer it correctly, we will send you a AFR coffee mug. You know what? It's really just a mug. We don't really care what you put in it, quite frankly.
Right, water.
You can put coffee, you can put tea.
Are we going to send out the mug?
We're going to send them to one person.
Oh, to one person, I see.
Yeah. Right, because now, don't forget, we had a kind listener donate some money to send a few mugs out so that Tim wouldn't lose his job.
Do you call that a mug, by the way? I don't know what you call it.
It is a travel mug.
It's a mug?
Travel mug,
yes, sir.
You just choose not to use the top.
But it keeps the heat.
Yes, sir. Art keeps the cool.
Keep the cold.
It's made out of that there aluminum.
So anyway, it's not your. It's got American Family Radio on it, so you'll win a nice mug. All right, here's the phone number to call and ask or answer. What's that phone number, Ed, to get on board?
That phone number, I'm glad you asked him. That phone number is 888-589-8840.
Where are you getting that number again? Show me that number so I can read it with you.
It's right here on my
Let's
piece
do it
of paper.
Together in stereo.
Yes. Well,
okay.
Now we can't.
You ready?
I can see it now.
You ready?
Yes.
888-589-8840. That's your phone number to call to be on the air with us here on Trivia Friday. Jim, do you have the number before you?
I did. Well, I know the number.
You know the number?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's
go. Because y'all have made me a smarter person.
We're going beyond
person.
Stereo right here, right. Ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go beyond stereo. Are you tracking with me, Jim,
yes, sir.
What we're about to do?
I am.
You?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
with you.
Okay, here we go again. Here's your phone number.
888-589-8840.
That's your phone number to call in and be on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
What if they've called in, Tim, and gotten on the show in the last four weeks?
Well, that's good. We're glad to have them, but don't call today.
Don't call today.
No,
wait
because
a week.
We have a 4 week waiting period between times you call in to be on the air.
Right.
So please observe that. Don't make us call.
Don't make us send a drone to your house.
No, don't do that. So don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. But next week, you call.
Oh, call away.
All right, what are your three questions?
All right, well, the World Series is going on, so I do have a World Series question. Here it is. What was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series? What was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series? Question number two, in honor of JJ, it's a true-false question. Every Disney animated film contains a hidden image of Mickey Mouse. Is that true or false? Every Disney animated film contains a hidden image of Mickey Mouse. Third question, who is the man most associated with creating the comic book superheroes for Marvel Comics? Those are my three.
All right, now, may I ask you a question?
As long as it doesn't give away the answer.
Well,
yes.
It shouldn't, but if the character is hidden, how do you know if it's there?
Well, because the art,
Because
it's hidden. It's hidden, and it's known that it's hidden.
That may be part of the. That may be part
of the
trick.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You don't spend the whole time of the movie looking for the hidden Mickey Mouse. It's just
I will now.
You've
ruined it for me.
I may have made that up, so that you may have actually given a hint away.
Well, I'm sorry, Ed. I apologize because I was just thinking when I watch the next animated show. I'll be watching for Mickey.
All right.
All right, here you go. Today is National Chocolate Day. Leave it to the fat man to find the
food. Are you
serious? I am.
Well, I'm going to celebrate it.
I'm for it.
Now that I know.
Today
really is National Chocolate
Day?
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Today is National Chocolate Day. Wow. And, Ed, you may not after this question because, like you, I have a true-false question in honor of JJ. And this is according to the FDA. The average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts. Is that true? Are false.
Ah, is it?
You better hope that isn't true.
Insect
That's
parts.
That's going to ruin the chocolate industry. You're going to be getting calls, Jim.
You think so?
You're going to be getting letters from the Hershey lawyers.
You shouldn't have to
floss. You defame their company.
You shouldn't have to floss after eating chocolate.
All right. In the World Series, the first one in 1903, pitting the Boston Americans against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who scored the first RBI in World Series history?
Well, that's a trivia question there.
That's deep down baseball trivia.
You said we want to make them smarter.
If you get that,
And then as the election is coming up, the Electoral College.
No, there's an election coming up?
Yeah, imagine
what?
That. Just around the corner.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Me either. Wow. When is that? When is that, Jim?
November 8th.
I need to get myself educated. Who's running?
Well, it depends on your state as far as local elections, but there are these two people. One's a lady, one's a guy.
Okay.
And
the guy with bad hair?
Yeah, ladies' question.
Yeah, one of them's got bad hair, and so does Donald Trump.
Okay. You better move on.
Can I get to this question before y'all get me fired?
Go ahead, Jim.
The Electoral College in the United States is made up of how many electors?
Okay. Oh, that's a good one right there.
I think that's 11 on offense, 11 on defense.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Are you done?
Some of them, I'm done. That's my three.
All right, here are my three. Which city has the largest population in the world? I'm talking about on the whole planet.
What was that?
Which city has the largest population in the world? Ah. Number two, which city is located both in Asia and Europe?
Ah, there is a city, tricky.
There's a city that is located both in Asia and in Europe. And number three, what is the largest internal organ of the human body? Okay. What is the, why are you laughing, Jim?
Well, I'm just thinking my organ my tummy could be my largest
but
organ.
I mean, in your average human being.
Oh, okay.
What is the largest internal organ of the human body?
So internal. It's got to be internal.
Internal.
Well, most organs are.
As opposed to an external.
Well, but the largest organ
yes,
on the
is
human
that
body.
What you're thinking?
No, is the
epidermis.
Epidermis, right. But that's not internal for most people.
You know, you're on to something right there.
I'm on to something right there.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's get started.
All right. Okay, I guess that's me.
Let's go out externally and talk to people out there in radio
land. Well, we have some baseball questions, and who better to try to answer one of those best baseball questions than Baseball Hank himself from West Virginia. Baseball Hank, welcome back.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Hey, doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I've got a couple for you, and I wasn't prepped that you would probably ask some World Series questions today.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to try to answer one of those?
Well, I could, but I think I may be wrong.
Okay.
I'm not 110% expert, but I'm going to guess that the Philadelphia A's, where they go so far back with their team, that they probably were.
All right, so the question you're talking about, what was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series? Philadelphia A's is not correct, Baseball Hank.
Okay.
Good not guess.
Correct, but good guess.
Well, it's just a guess because I wasn't prepped all that one. But I have a two-part question, if I may give it to you. And it's, I always think of you, Ed, when I do these. So it's not a hint, but it's a reference.
Okay.
is this an Italian joke?
No, no.
Coming
well,
up?
Okay. No, but I'm partial too because my mother was Italian, but that's not it.
All right.
What former major league ball player and manager convinced the powers to be that the great Mike Piazza must be signed a pro contract and be converted to be a catcher?
Wow.
I'm going to help you. He was a position ball player as a young man.
Well, Mike Piazza was a catcher for the New York Mets. He was an Dodgers too. He was an All Star, probably a Hall of Famer. I don't know, been inducted yet. He had a good 10-year run, but we don't know the answer to your question.
I don't.
Well, to help you out, Tim, yes, he is a Hall of Famer. I was there this year when he was inducted.
Oh, okay, Cooperstown,
now,
New York.
The answer is, and it came, my education came from a movie at the Hall of Fame. They played a movie of Mike, and it was extremely inspiring. It was Tommy Lasorda.
Huh.
Tommy Lasorda. The Hall of Fame pitcher. Hall of Fame manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
But he also pitched also for the Dodgers only a couple years, and then he became a manager.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this quick so I can get off and
give
somebody else a turn. The second part of the question, what great hitter was convinced to visit Mike Piazza at his young age of 15 at his Pennsylvania home and critique his hitting ability?
You know, I was talking about that just the other day.
I bet you were.
With a friend of mine.
This is geared, and I'm giving you a hint, Ed. It's geared towards you.
Okay. Wow. So, Tim, he doesn't even want your input.
Yeah, well, all right.
So a pitcher. All right.
It's not that. I'm just trying to help.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, trying to make Ed look good.
I would never insult Tim, that's for sure.
Then I'm just going to guess somebody from back in yesteryear. I'm going to guess Jim Lomborg.
Yeah. What about
Jim Lomborg was a pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, what did you say?
Yeah.
A great hitter.
Oh, great hitter. All right, then Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski.
Well, you're close. You're close.
Yeah. What is the answer?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams. Wow. Yeah.
Well, Ted, if you get your hitting.
Also in the movie where Lasorda convinced him to visit Mike at the age of 15 in Norristown, Pennsylvania, and you would have had to see the movie.
It was we would have, probably. Thank you, brother. Hey, we got to run, man. Take care.
Hey,
who's our brother?
Thank you, Baseball Hank. Appreciate
Baseball
it,
Baseball Hank calling in from Pennsylvania?
No, from West Virginia.
West Virginia, which is just south
of
Pennsylvania. Right, man, he knows his baseball, doesn't he?
I thought he knew
baseball.
You know, he knows the minutiae.
Got an advanced degree.
Yeah, that's right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones we go.
We go to Natalie in Mississippi. Natalie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome, Natalie. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The true or false about the chocolate.
All right, here's the question again.
Okay.
Tim's dreading the answer.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
All right, the average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts. Is that true or false?
The
average
bar.
Yes, sir.
Okay, as opposed to.
I'm hoping it's false.
You're saying false?
That is incorrect.
She's hoping false.
She's hoping false.
So what is the answer then?
come on, Ed.
True.
That's 100% true.
Now, where did you find this? Where did you find this?
This is according to the FDA.
Which you said when you read the question.
That's right.
When you
The chocolate in 6 100-gram subsamples contains an average of 60 or more insect fragments, and that's considered acceptable.
Now, why do you think that is?
That it contains it?
I would hope it wouldn't have it in there.
You were hoping, well, you're I'm sorry
we
to
were
dash.
All, we were all.
I'm sorry
hoping.
To dash your hopes, but we got insects in our chocolate, Natalie.
That's why you get the crunchy bars.
And I don't remember either one of the candidates talking about this. Do you? This is serious business. We eat a lot of chocolate in this country, and no wonder Obamacare is failing. I mean. You got insects in your chocolate.
Yeah.
You got to get first things
first.
We're
just a third world country, aren't we?
Yeah. I bet you there. Honestly, I bet you there's insects in everything we eat.
Probably.
Well, I wasn't going to go down that road. That is another.
But you know, insects have high protein. So
that's right.
There you go.
Somebody said it made chocolate
covered ants sound better.
This may fall into the category of what you don't know don't hurt you.
That's right, Natalie. This conversation's going south in a hurry.
You got a question for us, Natalie?
I do. I heard the question last week about somebody called in and asked what was the longest verse in the Bible.
Yes. What was the longest verse?
I was going to see, are there 55 words, are there 70, or are there 90 words in the verse?
57, what are the numbers again? 50 what?
55, 70, or 90.
All right, then I'm going to guess 55 words. Are you talking about in the longest verse?
Yes,
sir.
That's one serious round sentence right there.
I'll say 55. You guys got a guess? You can.
I'm going to go 70.
70 words in a sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you go 90, one of us would be right.
I'm just glad I never had that in my third grade English. Dissect this sentence for me on the board,
suggestion.
Mr. Wildman.
You missed the suggestion. Yeah. If you go 90, one of us will be right.
Yeah. What is the answer?
It is 90.
See? 90.
Yeah. 90 words. And
you know how you fooled me, Natalie? You fooled me because 55 was such an odd number.
Right.
I thought the reason she asked it that way is because it was 55.
What verse
is
that?
You fooled me.
Esther 8 and 9.
You weren't here last week.
Last week, no.
No, that's right.
Esther 8 and 9.
The longest verse.
Esther chapter 8, verse 9.
Right. Yes, sir.
Is the longest verse in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
90 words.
90 words.
To Natalie.
Wow. How many adverbs are there in there, Natalie?
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't know that.
Well.
Nobody would know that. That's why Tim asked.
Yeah, you need to. But before you call and ask, you need to
diagram that sentence.
Yeah, diagram that sentence for us, okay? Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks,
God
Natalie.
Bless. Thanks for calling.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll take one more call. We'll probably get one more, maybe two in before the break, and then we'll get back to then we'll take a break, and then we'll get re-ask our questions again post-break.
Yes, okay. We go to Oregon, and Rio is on the line. Rio, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
Now, you've called in a bunch of times, and every time you've called in, you've been 10 years old. but you've been calling in for like 2 years.
Yeah. You're never going to get your driver's license.
At this rate. Rio, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
May I ask her where in Oregon? Where in Oregon do you live?
Baker City.
Baker City, yeah. Eastern Oregon. But anyway, all right, well, go ahead. Do you want to ask, answer? You just asked her that, didn't you?
Yeah. She said, which one you want to try to answer, Rio?
The one about the biggest organ.
All right, okay. Here's the question again.
Yeah, here's the question. What is the largest internal organ of the human body?
Rio? I'm going to say the lungs.
The lungs?
The lungs. No, that's not correct.
But it was a great guess.
Yes, it was a great guess. The lungs are organs, right?
Yes.
Maybe if you combine both of them, they would be the largest, right. But not the largest single organ, internal organ in the human body. But good guess, yeah.
What's your question for us, Rio?
Who was the first woman to step foot on Plymouth Rock?
Who was the first woman to step foot on Plymouth Rock?
Mrs. Smith.
Man. Oh, she went on to make apple pies right. Like nobody's business.
I don't have a clue.
I think that was Amelia Earhart. Was that Amelia Earhart?
No,
or
her plane was
Rio,
lost.
You have stumped us, Rio. Who was it?
Mary Chilton.
Mary Chilton. So you like history, or did you just come across that, or do you really like history?
Well, we're doing a study on the pilgrims for school.
Oh, okay. All right.
So she was a pilgrim?
Yes.
Okay. And where did she come from?
She came from Holland.
Holland? And did she have a banjo?
Originally, she had a banjo on her knee?
What now?
She came from Holland, but originally from England.
Okay. So, right. Oh, well, the pilgrims, that's where right. they left England.
Went to Holland.
Went to Holland to escape persecution, mm-hmm. And then they decided to leave
Holland.
It was
too worldly. Their kids were getting, they felt they were getting too worldly in Holland.
So, anyway, thank you, Rio, for calling. Great story and great historical trivia you got there for us. Appreciate it. Take care, all right?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to take our break about 30 seconds early. Can we do that, Adam? We'll take our break. And when we get back from this break, we're going to repeat our questions that have heretofore.
Right.
Heretofore gone unanswered.
I caught that. This is the only time a week he gets to use the word.
I use heretofore on Fridays.
Right.
But I save it up.
You know, heretofore during the week.
I don't overuse
we
it.
We didn't use the
I don't
word.
Overuse it during the week. Oh, I don't want to be known as that guy who always uses heretofore.
And heretofore, I did not know that chocolate had insect parts in it.
Yeah. We're going to have to get that out of our mind.
Yes. I
got chocolate in my dark chocolate in my office. And now I'm going to think differently when I.
Well, you know what? If you just can't. Bring yourself to eat it?
I can.
Bring it to my office. Oh, you can. Okay.
It's good. Anyway, we'll be back after this short timeout. Stay with us.
American Family Radio presents Pray and Vote.
In Jesus' name.
If we as God's people will humble ourselves and pray, He will hear our prayers and heal our land. On Tuesday, November 1st, just a week before Election Day, Tim Wildman, Franklin Graham, and others will pray for the elections and for our nation. God is our one true hope. Listen to American Family Radio Tuesday, November 1st, beginning at 5 p.m. Central for Pray and Vote.
One of the more emotional times on our tour of Israel is when we go to the house of Caiaphas. This is where Jesus Christ was held the night before his appearance before Pilate. And we see the dungeon where he was held. And it's just a very striking thing to be there knowing our Lord suffered in this way and was treated in this way. That's one of the places we'll visit is the house
of Caiaphas, where the trial took place as well. Well, for more information on our tour of Israel and all the places we'll see and all the places we'll go, it's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country. Our phone number is 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5 for more information. Or if you want to go on the internet, twholyland.com. Go to the website, twholyland.com. Come see the land of the Bible with us in March.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Students at the University of Texas in Austin have been advised not to wear cowboy boots on Halloween. That's a lot like telling Colonel Sanders not to fry chicken. Anyway, UT Austin sent out a memorandum on offensive Halloween costumes and party themes, topping their list cowboys and Indians, or anything having to do with indigenous people groups. They also have a problem with south of the border parties and redneck parties and Hawaiian parties. In other words, no tacos, teepees, or Daisy Dukes. Schools across the Fruited Plain are warning that Halloween is less about trick-or-treating and more about triggering microaggressions among overly sensitive and easily offended millennials. But UT Austin says you can still have fun without culturally appropriating, like dressing up as a superhero or a letter of the alphabet. Although you might want to steer clear of the letters LGBT and Q. I'm Todd Starnes.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
And the rest, is history. Movie stars. Right there. After they
However,
move.
that is not the official song for the show. It is the song, but it's not the official version of the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why? You got a little more banjo, heavy more?
No. I mean, the actual movie theme is right. Different. I don't know. Someone different sings it, in other words. And
okay. Ed, you're bringing us down.
Well, yeah. Listen, when it comes to my Beverly Hillbillies, I'm a purist.
Okay.
It better be pure Beverly
Hills. Well, somebody's got to keep it pure.
Hillbillies.
Have some integrity. Have some Beverly Hillbillies integrity.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Ed, for keeping us on the straight and Beverly Hill narrow. Beverly Hills narrow. Anyway, all right, here's what we're doing on this program. We're playing trivia. But it's more than a game, as Ed said earlier. It's also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. You want your degree, you better work for it.
That's right.
And you need to answer some questions and ask us some questions.
Everybody doesn't get a trophy in this school.
No.
You earn your grades.
Participation.
That's right. Your diploma.
Participation. My apple.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said my apple.
You don't just show up and expect to get a good
Although
grade.
Although half of life success is just showing up.
That's true. Half of, yeah, that's right. You get those kind of contradictory sayings.
You do. They're not metaphors. They're something else we can't think of
right
now. All right, let's repeat our questions, and then we'll go. Let's give the phone number again. Ed, what's the phone number to call and be on the radio?
It is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
And if you want to send us an email, as long as it's positive, encouraging,
constructive,
then you can do so at this email address, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. If you want to send us gift certificates to restaurants.
Send those attention, Jim Stanley.
Things of that nature.
But if you're going to criticize us,
right.
If you're going to even disagree with us,
right.
Send that to Ed.
If you're going to make fun of
the way we sound,
we don't.
We don't need that.
Well, we don't listen
to it.
We've
got a weekend ahead. We don't want to be bombed out.
That email gets flushed
right
there.
comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net.
Only positive. Don't bring
what do you got over there,
don't
Ed?
Don't bring me down. Okay.
Bruce.
It is World
Bruce,
Series.
Actually.
I know. It's,
I read about that.
Yeah, it's like gross or something.
Yeah, something else, but Electric Light Orchestra.
All right, here's a World Series question. What was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series? Baseball Hank from West Virginia guessed the Philadelphia A's. That was not correct, but you can scratch that off the list. Second question, every Disney animated film contains a hidden image of Mickey Mouse. Is that true or false? Third question, who is the man most associated with creating the comic book superheroes for Marvel Comics? I will give you a hint. He appears in a cameo role in every Marvel Comics movie.
But not hidden.
you're gonna wind up making me give away the answer
accident. I'll stop. All right, the Electoral College in the United States is made up of how many electors? And then the first World Series was held in 1903 with the Boston Americans against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who scored the first RBI in World Series history? And then I had one answered, so I'm going to throw one in.
I'm going to guess that one's not going to be answered, Jim, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
So you're going to tell me I'll have that an hour
Deep down trivia that we, but I commend you.
I just want to make people betterer.
Yeah, you're working at it.
All right, here you go. True, false.
Okay.
The inventor of the chocolate chip cookie sold the idea to Nestle Tollhouse in return for a lifetime supply of chocolate. Is that true or false?
That's, if you watch the Chocolate Channel, you'd know the answer.
That's right.
To that.
And today is National Chocolate Day.
Yes.
It is.
You know, I think the DirecTV Chocolate Channel is 614. I'm not sure exactly. I don't watch a lot of it. You know, they have these reality shows
the
on
Chocolate
there.
Channel.
Yeah. The Hershey House, I think, is one I watch occasionally. But anyway.
What's that one with the elves on it? The Keebler House. The Keebler Tree or
the
something.
The Keebler Tree. They're a mess, that family.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's, I don't.
And one of the elf families is moving out and buying and moving into a little tree.
That littlest elf has a terrible attitude.
Yeah,
attitude.
It's a trend amongst elves. They more and more are moving into little trees.
Well, I watch that and I think
harsh.
You know, maybe I'm wasting time.
That's politically
here
incorrect.
Watching the Keebler family.
But see, that was a perfect joke because they have those programs about little houses.
If you want to watch it yourself, tune into the Chocolate Channel, you know, and you can catch up on the Keebler family. And all right, my questions are, what is the largest internal organ of the human body? That's number one.
Well, and I just do want to say that for me, that sometimes changes right after lunch.
If
I go to the Pizza Hut buffet.
TMI.
Personally speaking, what is the largest internal organ of the human body under normal conditions? Number two, which city is located in both Asia and Europe? And finally, my third question, what city has the largest population in the world?
Wow.
The largest city in the world population is what? So back to the phones we go.
I'm guessing it's not in Mississippi anywhere.
You're right, Ed.
All right,
you're good.
Louisiana, and Patricia is on the line. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, it was worth the wait. You don't know how many times I've tried to get on Trivia Friday.
Actually, I do, Patricia. I'm just kidding. I don't.
Do you have a computer?
Ed's on a roll today, man.
Thank you for calling, Patricia, and God bless you. And we're just so happy that you were able to get in. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in Ruston, Louisiana.
Ruston, home of, Louisiana Tech University and Grambling?
Grambling is 20 miles down the road.
Okay.
I mean, 20 minutes down the road.
Okay,
Maybe not even that.
Okay, but anyway.
In Lincoln.
Yes. You want to ask, answer,
you know,
or both?
We have parishes, not counties. Right.
Unique.
That's right.
I think they're the only state.
Well, there's one more. I thought, but anyway, I'm going to use that as a trivia question. Don't say any more. I'm going to use that.
ask, answer, or both, Patricia?
Both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the largest populated city in the world.
Okay, where is that, and what is it?
That is Shanghai, China.
Shanghai? Okay, now, I have that as number three.
Really?
Yeah. Now maybe this has changed since this question was answered.
Since
since I
Since you asked him first,
you know what I'm trying to say here. Sir. But I have that as the number as the third largest city in the world. So I'm going to have to go with my answer, even though you technically could be correct.
You technically could be correct, Patricia. But let me Google we are going to go by you, we are going to go by Tim's.
I did Google it a while ago before the show started.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
And I came up with the same answer. So I'm going to say you would be correct if, but it's number three, Shanghai.
Yeah. I will go with the professor.
Professor's
always right.
Actually, the dean.
That's a good attitude, Patricia. thank you for showing some respect.
A very rude noise you made, Jim.
I'm sorry. Which time?
Hey, you got a question for us, Patricia?
I do.
Fire away.
In World War II, the name of the U.S. soldier was changed from a doughboy to a G.I. Joe. Do you know why and what the letters G.I. stand for?
Well, doughboy would be very hurtful. He's calling people doughboy.
And
well,
the yeast didn't rise.
Yeah. Yeast didn't rise. All right, now we're going to
hold on a second.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Repeat the question again so I understand it, Patricia. Go ahead. In World War II.
Okay. Soldiers, up until World War II, were known as doughboys. If you remember World War I, they were called doughboys. Right. But in World War II, that changed to G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Do you know why and what the G.I. stands for?
I don't know why, but G.I. is General Infantry.
No, it's General Issue.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Patricia. Don't comment.
I think.
for
general issue. All right, we're gonna argue amongst ourselves.
That was
for a
said
second,
with
Patricia.
Such determination. I yield.
Hold on, Mitch. Guys. There are certain things that worth dying, hills worth dying on. I think you guys need to work this out. I really do.
Well,
if I can be of any help.
All right,
you let
I'll tell
me
you
know.
What. We're going to have two. Jim has general infantry. I have general issue. I do
you
not
have issues?
Know.
I
he does have issues.
Not only general issue, general
but major.
Issue, I have specific issues.
Okay. Well,
but I do not know why they changed the name between Doughboy and. And G.I. Joe. I don't know why they changed that. So I'm going to go with General Issue. We've got General Infantry. Do you know any of the?
No, I just know a general.
You are half right.
Okay.
This question.
Government
was
issue.
Posed,
government issue. I'm sorry.
This question was posed by my 5-year-old grandson when we went to the North Central Louisiana Military Museum, which is a great place to go if you're in North Louisiana. Go there. It's here in Ruston. I give a plug for them.
Okay.
But he is doughboy means because they had to come up with their soldiers had to come up with their own money to buy their uniform. So they were called doughboys.
All right.
Because they had to come up with their own money to buy their uniform. But in World War II, that changed.
Hmm.
And they were government issue, not general issue, but
there you
government.
Go. Yes, I did. While you were talking, I did change my answer. But
okay. Well,
so they had to in
correct.
In World War
an A minus.
I deserve it. So they had to pay for their own uniforms in World War I?
That's what the curator at the museum told me.
Well, you believe him.
That's why they were called doughboys, because they had to come up with their own dough.
Wow. That's some great trivia.
Yeah.
Did not know
Excellent.
That. Yeah. And
well, I've had this question for about 2 months. I've been trying to get on to tell you, because that's something that my grandson came up with.
Well, and
he asked, are they called G.I. Joes? And I said, I don't know. We'll have to ask Mr. Ernie. And so that's how we found out. That's why they're called G.I. Joes, government issue. Thing became government issue, and not the soldiers happened to pay for their own.
Will you tell your grandson to continue being inquisitive like that? We need young people to be more learned than our generation.
Thank you, Patricia. Take
God
care.
God bless. And
okay.
Associate Dean Vitagliano, I apologize for doubting you.
Well, listen, I'm usually wrong on that one.
I was just trying to work our issues out on Tim's behalf.
Our general issues.
Right.
That was good trivia right there.
That was. Yeah. I liked it. I had never heard that before.
No, me either.
So,
back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Virginia. Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Enjoy being here and listening.
Tom, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Yes, both.
Okay. All right. Which question you want to answer?
Wait, hold on just a minute, Tom. Did you hear the question Ed asked you?
I'm going to answer a question and ask one.
So you do want to do both?
Yes.
Have you thought about this, Tom?
I've meditated on it during the break. Okay.
Tom, have you prayed about it?
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure you're invested, okay, in this program. Anyway, go ahead ask. Go ahead and tell us which one you want to answer.
Well, the largest internal organ is the liver.
I'll ask the question, and I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Okay.
We're going to have a moment of silence here. There we go. What is the largest internal organ of the human body? And the correct answer is liver.
Wow. All right, Tom.
Liver, Tom. How did you know that?
Oh, I had anatomy and physiology back in high school.
So did I. But I mean,
but he didn't remember.
You got a good memory, my friend. You did remember that one fact, right? Hey, I heard
a few others as well.
A few others tossed in
there. Okay. I heard a guy say, I heard a guy speak on human memory, and he gave like a half an hour talk, and then he said, you know, people only remember like 10%. Of what they hear from a speaker. And I was thinking to myself, now I can only remember that's what he said.
That's the only thing you could remember.
That's the only thing I remember about his talk, you know. But anyway, Tom, go ahead, brother. Ask us
your
question.
Okay, it's a football and baseball question combined.
Okay.
Jimmy Pearsall, the baseball player, once he retired, became the general manager of a semi-pro football team. What was the name of the team?
Jimmy who?
Jimmy Pearsall.
Jimmy Pearsall.
Wow, when did he play?
He played for the Red Sox?
Yeah, I believe so. And he ran the bases backwards, you know. He kind of went crazy and had some issues, so he got retired.
Yeah, you know, if you're running the bases backwards, coach is probably going to sit you down in his office and have a little talk.
Came to bat in a hula skirt once.
Came to bat in a hula skirt?
Yeah. Making the family proud there, didn't he?
Got Ed all choked up about that.
Oh, my dad made it to the major leagues. Well, who was he? He was the guy who ran on the bases backwards.
And a hula skirt.
We don't know the answer.
I don't know the semi-pro team, though.
Yeah.
It was the Roanoke Buckskins.
Pardon?
They were semi-pro for the Redskins, obviously.
Roanoke?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. All right. Well,
they had quite a run back in the day. The Roanoke Reds.
Obviously, that was 1970 when he was general manager there.
But the question is, did he coach them to run forward or backwards?
I think in circles.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Good question. Tom had a little delay going on there, and so he's hearing this in his radio.
All right, so my question was answered. What is the largest internal organ of the human body?
The liver.
Tom just answered correctly, and as did Jim. After hearing Tom, liver is the correct answer to the question.
Did you know that's an organ that will regenerate?
The liver?
You can donate part of your liver, and it will grow back.
Have you ever done that?
Nope. I wouldn't want to be the one to test it.
People do donate.
Well, we thought it would grow back.
But don't know what happened. Evidently, you've been eating too much pizza, Mr. Vitagliano, and your liver ain't growing at all.
That I look inside, Mr. Vitagliano, the liver's usually the largest organ. What did you eat for lunch?
All right, so here's what we're about to do is repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
And then
back to the phones we shall go.
Okay, here are my questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Question number one, what was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series.
It wasn't the Roanoke Rough Riders.
Right, and it was not the Philadelphia A's, which has been a guess already, so you can scratch that off your list if you have a list. Question number two, every Disney animated film contains a hidden image of Mickey Mouse. Is that true or false?
Mm.
And then third question, who is the man most associated with creating the comic book superheroes for Marvel Comics?
All right.
It wasn't Mr. Marvel.
It was not Captain Marvel either.
Okay.
Was it General Marvel?
Was it General?
The Electoral College in Marvel. The Electoral College in the United States is made up of how many electors? Then the first World Series game, first ever World Series, was held in 1903 with the Boston Americans against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who scored the first RBI in World Series history?
What was that Electoral College? What'd you say?
The Electoral College in the United States is made up of how many electors?
I would just pitch this out as a question that would be related to yours. And that is, have any of us ever known an electoral?
An elector?
Have you had?
I have not. So what are you're suggesting maybe this is a conspiracy?
Who are these people? That's what I'm at. I've never met them.
Right.
They never lived next to me.
It's like I don't know anyone who's ever been polled.
Right.
When they polled 1,000 adults, U.S. adults. I don't know anybody who's ever participated.
I can tell you that I have had Nielsen call me one time.
Really?
And they say, first they say, who do you work for? You know, what kind of work do you do? And I say, well, I work in radio. The next thing I hear is,
Really? They don't want to know.
They're haters.
They are. That's radio haters.
You know, but I just don't know who these electors are out there somewhere in America.
All right, true or false? The inventor of the chocolate chip cookie sold the idea to Nestle Tallhouse for a lifetime supply of chocolate. Is that true or false?
Today's National Chocolate Day, Jim.
It is. Yes, sir. I am celebrating it fully because I don't eat very much of it.
Right.
Especially all those insect parts.
Nah, that's not it.
All right, here are my two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
I eat chocolate
ice cream.
Okay,
which city has the largest population in the world? And it's not Shanghai, China. That was a guess earlier. Shanghai is number three. It's not the largest. It's not the most populated city in the world. I want to know the answer to that question. Number two.
Although it could have changed since you researched the question.
He said he researched it just before.
Yeah, just
I'm
before
saying,
we went on the air.
In that amount of time, it could have changed.
Could have like been in born. The last
babies
hour?
Born. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Babies born. We're talking China.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Anyway.
which city is located both in Asia and in Europe? There is a city that is both in Asia and in Europe. I want to know the answer to that question. You're listening to Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University. I'm the dean of the school, Tim Wildman, with professors Ed Vitagliano. Say hello, Ed.
Hello.
No, hello, hello. Ed.
Hello.
No, hello. Hello. Say hello, Ed.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Thank you.
Wow.
And Professor Jim Stanley sitting in for J.J. Jasper.
It is my privilege to do so.
Who's our traveling professor out there, trying to educate as many people as he can as he travels America. That's J.J.
America.
That's J.J. Jasper. Back to the phones, Ed.
Well, we go to Kentucky. Blake is on the line. Blake, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. I just want to thank y'all for all y'all do.
Hey, Blake, where do you live, brother?
Mayfield, Kentucky.
Okay, if you will sing the first stanza of My Old Kentucky Home, we'll send you a free AFR mug.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
That's the first stanza?
That's good enough for us. All right. Well done. That is excellent.
Hey, that's a great song, by the way.
I mean, the quality wasn't all that good, Blake, but I mean, you know, you knew the words.
But he was
I just put him on the spot.
You know, just boom.
Hey, Blake, we ain't going to need your address. We're going to send you half a mug.
okay?
Because you sang half a stanza. And, no, I'm just kidding. I put you on the spot. You did well.
So don't hang up.
We'll get your address. But do you want to ask or answer here?
I want to do both, please.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I want to try your European and Asian city.
Question. Okay, okay. Here's my question. It's a geography question, obviously. Which city is located both in Asia and in Europe?
I'm going to say St. Petersburg, Russia.
You know, that's on the that's incorrect, but that's more European, be North Russia. But anyway, good try. Good try.
He's on the right track.
Better saying St. Petersburg, Florida.
Right. That's right.
Okay. That would have embarrassed your family right there, Blake, had you said that.
Sure would have.
You
would have
got kicked out of your old Kentucky home then.
go ahead. You got
your question.
Okay. Now, Tim, I'm counting on you for this, buddy.
All right.
Okay. I know it's World Series, but it's also still football season. But
I'm focused.
Everybody knows the success of the UK Wildcat basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
But believe it or not, in 1950, the UK Wildcat football team were Sugar Bowl champions. Who was the coach of that team?
Bear Bryant.
You are correct.
Wow.
On you.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, you didn't even hesitate.
No, I didn't. Paul Bear Bryant, who grew up in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Coached at Kentucky. He coached somewhere before he coached at Kentucky, and then
Texas A&M.
Before or after Kentucky? I want to think he went to.
Well, there's a backstory to my question.
All right.
So let me go ahead and. Okay. Our basketball team won the national championship in 1951. The UK management or dean or whoever, the rumor has always been that they gave Coach Ruff a Cadillac and gave Coach Paul Bear Bryant a wristwatch.
Oh, wow.
And then he meandered on down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and as you just said, the rest is history.
The rest is history, yeah. Paul Bear Bryant, probably the most successful, well, he is in college.
Yeah.
Well, with the possible exception of the what was that legendary coach for Grambling that won all those games?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie.
Eddie, what was his name? I wish I could remember. But anyway, I think he overtook Bear Bryant in terms of actual number of wins. But national championships at a Division I school, Paul Bear Bryant, I think.
All because of a lousy wristwatch.
Well, I tell you who's going to catch him. And I don't know how Alabama fans are going to react to this, but their own Nick Saban is probably going
to
catch Paul Bear Bryant.
I mean, he's liable to.
And who was the coach in between?
Who in between what?
Bear Bryant and Saban.
Oh, that's the one who went on to coach the
Giants.
Oh,
there's about five of them.
Oh, were there? Okay.
Yeah, there's about five of them.
But notice how you always
talk
about.
They give you 2 years at Alabama to win the national championship. If you don't, you're out.
You're gone.
You're out.
Man.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Hey, thanks, Carl. Blake, my friend, thanks for calling.
Do not hang up.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a break right here. You have the old Kentucky home. You're able to find that, Adam? We're going to take a break right here and be back after the news. So that's like 6 minutes from now. We'll be back with the last half hour of Trivia Friday. You're going to play that now as we go out? We're going to play old Kentucky home. Right here as we go out.
The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the darkies are gay. Corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.